Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March 18th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. With us today, we have Kylie Prince, who's with the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. The organization will be in Wrangell later this month to teach a fishing vessel drill conductor course. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Kylie. How are you today?
Hi, Colette. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing well.
Great. Wonderful.
Another sunny day in Sitka, so we can't complain.
It's a sunny day there.
Yeah.
Great. It's not sunny here. Here in Wrangell. But that's awesome that it's sunny there. Well, thanks for coming in. And yeah, Kylie is in Sitka right now. So will you speak about what the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association does?
Yeah, of course. So I have worked at AMSE, which is Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, for a few years now. And AMSE is an organization that's basically just making sure people are all safe on the water, whether it's ocean and freshwater. And our goal is to prevent injuries and death through hands-on training for commercial fishermen and honestly quite a wide variety of folks, including like recreational boaters, subsistence boaters, agencies, schools, youth groups. And we do that through a network of marine safety instructors.
Awesome.
But AMSE has been, a safety program since 1985.
Oh, wow. Do they travel all over Alaska, or is it mostly southeast?
Yeah, so AMSE, even though it's kind of misleading, it's called the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. We actually have a network of instructors all throughout Alaska and all throughout the lower 48, too. So our office is based here in Sitka, but we have instructors that travel throughout Alaska, instructors that are stationed in certain towns in Alaska and just do classes that come up near their town. And then we have instructors stationed in the lower 48 who cover those regions. And, you know, it's kind of like even in Alaska, you find that fishing is so different and safety needs are different based on like the type of fishery you're in. And in the lower 48, we have instructors who are able to like tailor the AMSE trainings more towards like shrimping and crabbing and things that are more common in the lower 48.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And so I imagine there's quite a lot of instructors then, huh? And sort of like, sort of like satellite instructors, or they're just based, like what you said, they're based near, you know, where they teach.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Some people have like to do it as like a side job. They might be like old Coast Guard retired folks who still want to be involved in like safety and marine safety. And some folks do it as like a full-time job and they like have an RV maybe and they, you know, plan their classes state to state based on where our needs are and the needs of the fishermen are across the lower 48 in Alaska. And so you have a mixture of people doing it as like a semi-retirement hobby, because they're just so passionate about the marine safety training, and people who have like made it their kind of career. But we have so many classes right now, so it would be very hard for just our office staff to be running around, and expensive, running around the lower 48 in Alaska to like serve all of those communities.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. So let's talk about the one coming here, the fishing vessel drill conductor training. What is this and why is this important?
Yeah, so a fishing vessel drill conductor training is the goal of the course is to train commercial fishermen to be able to conduct emergency drills on their vessel and make sure they're familiar with safety equipment and procedures. And it's a U.S. Coast Guard certified course. So when you complete the course, you get this thing called a drill conductor card. And on every fishing vessel, one person needs to have a drill conductor card. And a lot of people do take the course because they need to meet that Coast Guard requirement. If the Coast Guard do board you, they will ask to see your drill conductor card or the drill conductor card of someone on the crew. And a lot of people take the class because they want to A lot of people take the class because they want to familiarize themselves with safety practices, or they get their crew enrolled in the class because they don't want a crew who doesn't, know how to make a Mayday call. They don't know anything about cold water survival, dewatering pumps, flooding, damage control. A lot of people just want crew members who are going to be able to like handle situations that come at them. But it's a basic safety course, I'd say, for commercial fishermen, and it's kind of, I think in Sitka, a lot of people consider it like a necessary prerequisite for crew members.
And so who is this open for everybody? Who is this for? Obviously commercial fishermen, but anyone else?
Yeah, of course. So anyone can enroll for our fishing vessel drill conductor class. And commercial fishermen to us has like a pretty It has a wide meaning, so that could mean like a fish processor, someone who works on a tender. Like there are lots of different versions of what we would consider like commercial fishermen and who are, those necessary first responders at sea that need this course. So all those people who we consider commercial fishermen get the course for free. And that's whether you have ever been on a boat before, maybe you're planning on being a boat, that means you're a commercial fisherman and you get the course for free. And then for non-commercial fishermen, we offer the course for $300, and that's in Alaska. But most commonly, we have commercial fishermen taking this course and sometimes agency folk.
Yeah, awesome. Really cool. So, can you say what specific things participants are going to learn for this class?
Yeah, of course. So, in all of our drill conductor courses, our curriculum consists of cold water survival, which is learning about like hypothermia. If an emergency happens or you end up in the water, what are you going to do for your best chance of, making it out alive? And then we go over EPIRBS, signals, and Mayday calls, just the basic safety equipment debrief and how to conduct those drills with Mayday calls. There's man overboard recovery. We'll go over firefighting, flooding and damage control, which based on location of your class, sometimes we're able to provide a damage control trailer, which is a really cool trailer which simulates what flooding is like on a vessel.
Oh, wow.
We also do cover like immersion suits and PFDs, for example, in this Wrangell class. They'll definitely have a water session on that April 1st day of the class, and they're going to be able to feel what it's like to get in an immersion suit, practice getting an immersion suit on, and feel what that's like in the water. And that's really important because when a vessel, if something's happening with like a stability issue, flooding, I guess it's all stability, but a fire issue, if the vessel does go down and the crew members need to exit the boat in an immersion suit, a lot of times, if they like have never seen one before or put one on before, it can be make the situation so much worse. But if they know what to do and how to put it on and how to get it on in under 2 minutes, they're so much better equipped for that emergency. And then we also will go over helicopter rescue, life rafts, which we'll practice with the immersion suits in the water on April 1st in Wrangell, and emergency procedure drills. So like we kind of go over examples of like how to run those drills in class.
Really interesting. And what is an EPIRB?
Oh, here, I can pull it.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm not good with acronyms.
I can look it up too.
Emergency position indicating radio beacon. I'm sorry,
Oh.
I've only ever heard EPIRB, but that's why apparently. But
Awesome.
it's, yeah, just basically emergency locator beacon that every commercial fishing vessel is required to have. And an example of this is like if the boat goes down, the EPIRB will go off and that will tell the Coast Guard where you are. And it like alerts the search and rescue and different maybe like US Coast Guard services, emergency services. It transmits a distress signal via satellite like a Garmin would. But it's kind of a bigger one, and it's made for commercial fishing vessels.
Oh wow. Okay, awesome. Thank you. And you mentioned this trailer. Do you know if that trailer will be here that you know?
Unfortunately, I don't think it'll make it to Wrangell.
Okay.
It's in specific communities, but it ends up being quite hard to get to island communities. It's like a huge trailer.
I imagine. I'm like, "Oh, is it here already?" Or yeah, no.
No, I can't
Okay.
even, I couldn't even imagine how much money that
Yeah.
would be by ferry to get to Wrangell.
Yeah.
It's a heavy.
Well, yeah, that's awesome that it does exist, though. And also, you mentioned the people taking the class, they will be in the, they'll try on the suits, and then they're gonna literally go in the water.
Yeah, so they'll try on the suits on land first and get a feel. And no one in any of our drill conductor classes or our recreational boater classes or any other type of class are required to go in the water with the immersion suit on if they're not comfortable. But they'll put on the immersion suits on land and get a feel for it. And then they'll go down to the harbor, or I think in this case, they'll be at the pool.
Okay.
And they will put on emergency suit, and they'll go through a few different activities wearing that immersion suit, like how to, stay together as a group and how to like all kick together in different formations so that if like a helicopter or a different boat's coming by, they're able to be seen. So you kind of practice those like emergency positions with
Yeah.
the rest of your crew. And
Yeah.
it's crazy, it's a very disorienting experience. I don't know if you've ever been in an immersion suit.
No, I have not.
It's like you feel like you're an astronaut, but you're in the ocean. It's very disorienting. Like, you can only see the ceiling or you can only see the sky. Like, gravity
Oh.
does not know you. You're like floating in a way you probably never floated before. It feels like you're in one of those sensory deprivation tanks, or what
Yeah.
I would imagine that to be.
Yeah.
So, it's really important that people know what it feels like before you're actually getting into that bad
Wow.
spot where you need to put one on.
I want to try one now.
I'm
And
sure
yeah.
if you walk the docks in Wrangell and you say, "Hey, I'd love to try one of your emergency suits on," they would say, "Yeah, of course, Colette."
Yes. Okay, so this course, it's a 2-day course, right? It's March 30th and April 1st.
Yeah, it skips a day because we have one full day, which is 8 to 5 on March 30th. And then we're actually doing a course with the high school in Wrangell. So it's part of our youth program that we're doing a course in high school with Wrangell. And their pool session's on April 1st. So we're going to combine our adult course and high school course pool session.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. And also the course itself for everyone will be at the Wrangell High School, right?
Yes, right
Okay.
now it is at the Wrangell High School, and if there are any updates to that, you can find, we'll update it on the website and on our all of our platforms. But that shouldn't be really changing. It is the Wrangell High School,
Yeah.
which I'm assuming everyone in Wrangell knows the address of,
Yeah.
but if not, it's on Reed Street.
Yeah. It's a small community, so I assume everyone does too. So, okay, can you just repeat what the cost is? It's $300 for people who are not commercial fishing people, and then free for others, for the people.
Yes,
Okay.
free for commercial fishermen and $300 for non-commercial fishermen.
Okay, great. How do
And then
people?
for the high school students, obviously it's free for
Awesome.
all of them.
Yeah. And how do people sign up?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways you could sign up. The best way is just to visit our website, which is www.amc.org, and go down to the Wrangell course and just hit register here. Go through the registration. It's very simple. It just like asks some basic things about your information for our class roster. And if you're not that tech savvy, which a lot of commercial fishermen do prefer to call, you can call 907-747-3287 to get one of us at AMC, and we'll get you registered for the class.
Really great. Okay. And is there a limit on how many people can take the class?
There is a limit. We're not really close to it for Wrangell yet, so I'm not worried about that. Yeah, based on the different who's instructing, how many people are instructing, and the different capacities for the spaces we're teaching the course in, the limit differs, but usually it's around 12.
Okay. Has anyone in Wrangell signed up yet? Do you know?
Yeah, we've had, I think we have 3 signups in Wrangell so far,
Okay,
but
cool.
we're hoping to get our goals. We like it to be around 7 or 8 people to put on the class, but I have faith that we'll get at least a few more commercial fishermen and we'll be able to make the class go.
Yeah, awesome. And when is the cutoff date for signing up for registering?
You can sign up like right until the evening of March 29th or morning of March 30th for all that it really matters. Like it's very, very casual.
Yeah.
We
Awesome.
prefer earlier. If it's earlier, it gives us a chance to make sure your class is all ready for that, or make sure your instructor is all ready for the class size. But there's no cutoff besides March 30th at 8 a.m. when the course starts.
Okay, 8 a.m., March 30th, 8 to 5, right?
Yeah.
And
Then you get a
then
day off, and
day
then
of
April 1st,
an
11 to 1.
11 to 1. Yes, so just a couple hours that day.
Yeah. And if someone's like, I'm only free March 30th, but I'm not going to register for the class because I can't make it April 1st, 11 to 1, that's still okay. You could still absolutely take the class on March 30th. It's not a big deal. It just means you'd be missing out on the pool session, which is a very important part of the class, but it's not vital to it, or it shouldn't dissuade you from taking the first day, which will be all day.
And what are people who take the class, what are they to expect?
I think that differs so much based on the instructor. I think, at least in my experience, when I take the class, it almost kind of feels like, I mean, you go into the class and it isn't set up in like a normal, almost like you're a student again. Instructors in the front and they have like slideshows and then they have activities and you kind of alternate between learning material, sharing stories, and going through like actual hands-on activities, which is a great part about all of AMC's classes, including our rec boating classes that we do and our Mariners first aid, is that it's kind of broken up into chunks because there's so much hands-on training practice to be doing, and that is like the most valuable part of all of this, is being able to like make that mayday call and do that man overboard recovery, not just like look at a PowerPoint about it. So it's kind of a mixture of, you sit for a little, you learn about maybe like the technical aspects of this, of these different topics, and then we go through hands-on training. And a lot of times I love AMC classes, all the ones that I get to take, because it almost feels like you get to learn so much from not just the instructor, but from all the like commercial fishermen. And when I say commercial fishermen, I guess I should say commercial fishing people, commercial fishermen and women in those classes, because they all have so much great experience and so many stories to tell. And you get to learn a lot about safety just from hearing, like, oh, this happened to me once, and here's where that went wrong, you know?
Awesome. Really, really cool. Okay. And do you have you received any reviews of this class from previous classes?
Yeah, just from like people who have
People,
taken the fishing vessel, drilled with us. Yeah, we do have a lot of people that are able to implement this training in like a real life scenario, and then they come back and like kind of give us like, oh, I was on my boat and it flooded and I was able to stop this flooding because I took AMC training. But yeah, we've trained thousands of commercial fishermen and women, and we do have like a lot of testimonials which are up on our website that basically talk about like how people have been able to handle emergency situations after an AMC training class. Because I mean, there's still accidents that are going to happen no matter what. And since AMC started, there has been like a a significantly reduced number of these accidents and deaths, but at the same time, a lot of times, at the same time, these accidents are still happening. The difference is just that commercial fishermen and women know how to handle them. And it's cool to see, it's never cool to see an accident happen, but it's interesting to see when, maybe a boat goes down or something non-fatal happens, and like the people who led that charge and were like leaders in that safety effort to get off the boat or to call the Coast Guard and make that Mayday call were always the ones that are AMSI trained. And you look them up in your database and they're like, oh yeah, they took the AMSI course, five years ago. Like, that's really cool that we had that impact.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you know the history of like AMSI started in 1985, right? And do you know like the origin of how it started?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have our old executive director who still does a lot of training. His name's Jerry Dugan. He would be a great person to ask that question. And I'm sure on their website, our website, there's a little bit of history. But basically, there is a huge gap in the market. I mean, we're still the only, or AMSI is the only drill conductor training that you could get in Alaska. And I think hearing from Jerry recount it, the safety wasn't really a thing. Like, marine safety wasn't something that was at the top of people's minds before AMSI started. And even still now, AMSI has, we write, even for other organizations, they work off of our curriculum, like in Fishing Partnership Services, which operates, does drill conductor trainings and a few other things in the Northeast, in the lower 48. They teach AMSI curriculum. So almost like people went from not really thinking that much about safety to AMSI kind of being the leader of people starting to think about safety. And luckily, since then, like, it's inspired so many other awesome organizations that teach safety to become a thing. And obviously, since the 80s, like, safety culture has changed for a lot of reasons, not just AMSI, but it was the 80s. But it is interesting, like, the number of fishing vessel accidents and fatalities from the 80s has dropped by over 80%. And that's like a really significant number. And it's like hard to believe just looking at that number, but like it would be hard to see how AMSI has not impacted that training or that those by those training numbers that we have produced,
Yeah,
which is
definitely.
cool. We always joke that like it's hard to find a commercial fisherman in Sitka that hasn't taken an AMSI training. And we're trying to make it like that everywhere.
That's really awesome. So can you speak about any of the other classes that are held in Southeast Alaska? So this one coming up again is the fishing vessel drill conductor training, but what else does AMSI teach?
We actually have so many other great class offerings and like programs going on right now. So I'll speed through them, but we teach a recreational boating class, which is kind of for new, and it could be for new and experienced boaters and more experienced individuals who kind of want to refresh. But it's a very basic course that covers, tying knots, basic anchoring, rules of the road, risk assessment, reading the weather, things that any beginner boater would want to know before they bought a boat or like even went out on a friend's boat with them. And it's a class that we get a lot of people in for Sitka, and we kind of tailor it to the group's needs. Like, we'll have family boating classes as like a variation, and then we'll have boating without the boys, which is like a girls only boating class. And you're able to kind of learn how to like handle an engine or outboard engine malfunction and retrieving someone if they fall overboard, Mayday calls. And there is some overlap with the DC class. It's just like basic safety that you need to know too. But that's one of my favorite classes in Sitka, because I've met so many people who have been like, I took that class, it like gave me the confidence to buy a boat and to go out on my own in Sitka or go out with friends in Sitka. And that's a really, or in Southeast, it's a really cool thing. And we also teach a mariner's first aid course, and that covers, that's a CPR and CPR certified class. You get your CPR card when you take that class. And that is It's like a 1 day course, and we teach different things like treating wounds, infections, like CPR, obviously, how to use an AED. It's very interesting. And we also have, and all of these classes, for if anyone's wondering, they're all up on our website, and we have multiple of each on our website in different locations right now. In June, we're hoping to do something called an educator's workshop, which is not hoping, but we are. We did it last year, and it was a really cool class where our goal was to train instructors from towns and villages across Southeast Alaska and use that like network of instructors and educators to provide marine safety training to the youth at a lower cost to the schools. So because sending people to different communities oftentimes can be more costly for those communities that need the training, we had all the educators last year come down to Sitka, and we were able to offer 10 full travel scholarships for these people, and people from all over, like Craig, Klawock, like a very wide range of places were able to come down and take this like 4 day train the trainer marine safety workshop. And it was kind of a cool way to build a community of educators and bring the shared knowledge from like local educators who are school teachers, or maybe they like manage the rec in their town, and they were able to bring that safety training to their community for a lower cost than just an AMC instructor who maybe doesn't fully understand the challenges and terrain and environment of the youth in that community, especially because I think there's like a lot of cultural differences across Alaska, and you find that every place you go. So sometimes being able to learn from someone who isn't an outsider is more impactful than learning from like a respected, or than learning from an outsider.
Do you know how often AMC visits Wrangell?
No, I mean, since I've started here, we seem to do 1 a year in Wrangell. As far as youth instruction, I'm not sure. I know right now we're lucky enough to have an AmeriCorps whose name is Romy, and she's our youth educator. And she has been able to go head to places like Cake, Angoon, Gustavus, Pelican, Hoonah to offer like marine safety training to remote communities. But I'm not sure what next year is going to look like because we won't have her anymore. But I'm hoping that we'll still be able to get youth workshops. And as long as there's need, and as long as there's like a commercial fisherman in the area that do need those safety trainings, we're always going to be able to come back to Wrangell because we always have instructors nearby in Alaska.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add to this conversation?
No, thank you so much for talking with me. I guess if anyone listening has any questions about AMC, you can feel free to call or just visit AMC's website, which is just amsca.org. And if you want to check out any of our course offerings, take a look at the Get Training tab on our website. And another good tip is that if you want a training, maybe it's a specific type of training in Wrangell, like a mariner's first aid or recreational boating, or maybe you're listening and it's not in Wrangell at all, it's somewhere totally different. If you go to our class and you fill out a request a class form, it shows us who work here and who coordinate the classes where there's need for classes. So you'll fill out like your name, the community you want, the type of class you want. And if we have enough interest in a certain community or place, we will be able to pull that class together in that place. So I guess that kind of answers your question about how often we do it. A lot of times we work off of our request a class list.
Well, that's awesome. And again, the phone number to AMSI, if anyone is interested in this the fishing vessel drill conductor training, it's 907-747-3287. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
Okay.
perfect. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Kylie, for coming on and talking with us about the safety education class that will be held March 3rd 30th and April. I'm trying to find the dates right now.
April 1st.
April 1st. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So March 30th and April 1st. And also, again, the high schoolers are learning March 31st, right?
Yeah, March 31st and April 1st.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I hope it gets sunny for you guys too.
I don't know. I hope so too. Bye. That was Kylie Prince with the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. They are coming on March 30th to April 1st to teach the fishing vessel drill conductor training. Again, if anyone is interested in taking the class, they can call at 907-747-3287 or go on their website at www.amsea.org.